Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kit of Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kit of products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. I'm going to guide you on how to hear and discern God's voice clearly. Imagine being lost in a crowded city, desperately trying to find your way, but unable to hear the voice of your guide over the noise and chaos. This is often how we feel when we are trying to hear God's voice in our lives. We are surrounded by so many distractions, so many competing voices, that it can be hard to discern which one is truly His. So today, I want to explore with you how you can hear God's voice clearly. I will share with you three powerful perspectives that will help you tune out the noise and tune into the voice of our Heavenly Father. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. In the book of Jeremiah, we find a beautiful promise from God. Jeremiah 33, verse 3 says, "Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." God is inviting us to call out to Him, to seek His voice, and He promises to answer us and reveal great and mighty things to us. But how do we do this? How do we hear His voice clearly amidst all the noise and confusion of life? Let's explore this together and learn three practical ways to hear God's voice with clarity. Number one, cultivate a receptive heart. My dear friends, the first key to hearing God's voice clearly is cultivating a heart of receptivity. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus tells the parable of the sower, where He compares our hearts to different types of soil. Matthew 13, verses 3 to 9 says, "Behold, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places, where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." The seed in this parable represents the Word of God, and the different types of soil represent the condition of our hearts. If our hearts are hardened like the wayside, or shallow like the stony places, or choked with the cares of this world like the thorny ground, we will struggle to hear and receive God's voice. But if we cultivate a heart that is good soil, a heart that is soft, deep, and free from distractions, we will be able to receive the Word of God and bear much fruit. So, how do we cultivate a receptive heart? First, we must prioritize our relationship with God above all else. In the book of Psalms, David writes, "As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God." When we thirst for God, like a deer pants for water, when we make Him our top priority and seek Him with all our heart, we create fertile soil for His voice to take root. This means setting aside dedicated time each day for prayer, worship, and studying His Word. It means choosing to put God first in our decisions, our relationships, and our pursuits. When we make God our ultimate priority, we demonstrate our desire to hear and follow His voice above all others. Secondly, we must be willing to surrender our own agendas and ideas. Often, we come to God with our own plans and expectations, and we struggle to hear His voice because we are not truly open to His will. In Isaiah 55, verses 8 to 9, God says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." When we humble ourselves before God and acknowledge that His ways are
saving money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Higher than ours, we become more receptive to hearing and following His voice. This requires an attitude of surrender, laying down our own desires and trusting that God's plans for us are good and perfect. It means being willing to obey His voice, even when it leads us in a direction we didn't expect or desire. As we surrender our agendas to God, we create more space in our hearts for His voice to guide and direct us. Thirdly, we must create space in our lives for quietness and solitude. In the busyness and noise of modern life, it can be challenging to find time to simply be still and listen for God's voice. We are constantly bombarded with distractions, from social media notifications to endless to-do lists. These can all drown out the still, small voice of God. But throughout Scripture, we see examples of people who intentionally withdrew from the crowds to spend time alone with God. Jesus Himself often went to solitary places to pray, as we see in Luke 5, verse 16. So He Himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. When we create space in our lives for quiet reflection and prayer, we give God the opportunity to speak to us without distraction. This might mean waking up early to spend time with God before the demands of the day begin, or taking a solitary walk in nature to quiet our hearts and minds. It might mean fasting from social media or other distractions for a period of time to create more space for God's voice. As we intentionally carve out time for solitude and stillness, we create a more receptive environment for hearing God's voice. We must also approach God with an attitude of expectancy and faith. In Hebrews 11, verse 6, the Scripture says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." When we come to God with the confidence that He wants to speak to us, and that He will reward our diligent seeking, we open our hearts to receive His voice. This means approaching our time with God, not as a religious duty, but as an opportunity to encounter the living God. It means believing that God is truly present and active in our lives, and that He desires to communicate with us. When we approach God with expectancy and faith, we position ourselves to hear His voice more clearly. My friends, cultivating a receptive heart is a lifelong journey. It requires intentionality, sacrifice, and faith. But the reward is worth it. A deeper, more intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father, and the ability to discern His will for our lives. As we prioritize our relationship with God, surrender our agendas, create space for quiet and solitude, and approach Him with expectancy and faith, we will find ourselves more attuned to His voice. And as we learn to hear and follow His voice more clearly, we will experience the abundant life that Jesus promised us. So, let us press on in the pursuit of cultivating hearts that are good soil, hearts that are receptive to the voice of our loving God. Let us seek Him with all our hearts, trust in His perfect will, and approach Him with faith and expectancy. As we do, we will find ourselves walking in closer step with our Heavenly Father, guided by His voice every step of the way. Number 2, learn to discern God's voice. My dear friends, as we continue to explore how to hear God's voice, clearly, it's important to recognize that not every voice we hear is from God. In fact, there are many competing voices that can distract and deceive us if we're not careful. This is why learning to discern God's voice is so crucial. In the Gospel of John, in John 10, verse 27, Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." As followers of Jesus, we have the privilege and responsibility of learning to recognize and follow His voice. But how do we do this? How can we be sure that the voice we're hearing is truly from God? First, we must understand that God's voice will always align with His written word, the Bible. In Isaiah 8, verse 20, God says, "To the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." God will never contradict His own word or lead us in a direction that goes against His revealed will in Scripture. This is why it's crucial to regularly read, study, and meditate on the Scriptures. As we fill our hearts and minds with God's truth, we become more attuned to His voice and better able to discern when a message is truly from Him. Secondly, we must learn to distinguish between God's voice and our own thoughts and desires. It's easy to mistake our own ideas and inclinations for God's voice, especially when they align with what we want to hear. Knowing the difference often takes practice. It doesn't just happen overnight. But God's voice will often challenge us to step outside of our comfort zones and do things that go against the norm or requires you to trust God. When we trust in God and acknowledge Him in all our ways, He promises to guide and direct us. But this requires a willingness to set aside our own understanding and lean into His wisdom, even when it doesn't make sense to us. Thirdly, we must be attentive to the fruit of the voices we're hearing. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits." This is according to Matthew 7, verses 15 to 16. The voices we listen to will produce fruit in our lives, either good fruit that leads to growth, peace, and righteousness, or bad fruit that leads to confusion, anxiety, and sin. If a voice is consistently leading us away from God's will and producing negative fruit in our lives, it's a good indication that it's not from Him. On the other hand, if a voice is leading us closer to God, producing the fruit of the Spirit and bringing peace and clarity, it's likely from Him. Furthermore, we must be willing to seek wisdom and counsel from mature believers. By inviting others to speak into our lives and provide godly wisdom and insight, we can gain clarity and confirmation about the voices we're hearing. Also, we must cultivate an attitude of humility and a willingness to learn. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble, as we are reminded in James 4, verse 6. If we approach God with a prideful, unwilling spirit, insisting on our own way, and refusing to submit to his leading, we will struggle to hear his voice clearly. But if we come to him with a humble, receptive heart, willing to be corrected and guided by his spirit, we will be more attuned to his voice. My friends, learning to discern God's voice is a skill that takes time, practice, and wisdom from the Holy Spirit to develop. But as we cultivate these habits and attitudes, we will find ourselves growing in our ability to recognize and follow God's voice. And oh, what a joy it is to walk in step with our Heavenly Father, guided by his loving voice. To know that we are not alone, but that he is with us, leading us and directing us in the path of life. As we learn to discern his voice more clearly, we will experience a deeper sense of peace, purpose, and intimacy with him. So let us press on in the journey of learning to discern God's voice, my dear friends. As we do, we will find ourselves walking more closely with our Good Shepherd, hearing his voice and following him all the days of our lives. And number three, overcome the obstacles to hearing God's voice. My dear friends, it's important to acknowledge that there are obstacles that can hinder us from hearing him clearly. These obstacles can be internal, such as our own doubts, fears, and sin, or external, such as the distractions and opposition of the world around us. But the good news is that we don't have to be defeated by these obstacles. With God's help, we can overcome them and continue to grow in our ability to hear his voice. One common obstacle to hearing God's voice is doubt. When we're facing difficult circumstances or waiting on God's direction, it's easy to start doubting whether he's really speaking to us. We might question whether we've truly heard from him or whether we're just imagining things. But God invites us to bring our doubts to him and to trust in his faithfulness. In the book of James, we read in James 1 verses 5 to 6. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. When we ask God for wisdom and direction, we can trust that he will give it to us generously. But we must ask in faith, believing that he is able and willing to guide us. When doubts arise, we can bring them to God in prayer, asking him to strengthen our faith and give us clarity. Another obstacle to hearing God's voice is fear. Sometimes, God's direction for our lives can seem intimidating or uncomfortable. He might call us to step out of our comfort zones, take risks, or confront difficult situations. And when we're faced with these challenges, we may feel afraid. But God invites us to trust in his perfect love, which casts out fear. In Isaiah 41, verse 10, God says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." When we're afraid, we can lean into God's presence and his promise to be with us and to strengthen us. We can choose to step out in faith, knowing that He is upholding us and guiding us every step of the way. A third obstacle to hearing God's voice is sin. When we're living in willful disobedience to God, it can be difficult to hear His voice clearly. Our sin creates a barrier between us and God, hindering our ability to discern His will for our lives. But God invites us to confess our sins and receive His forgiveness and cleansing. In Isaiah 59, verses 1 to 2, we read, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, nor His ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden His face from you, so that He will not hear." When we confess our sins and turn from them, God promises to forgive us and restore our relationship with Him. As we walk in obedience to Him, we will find ourselves more attuned to His voice and better able to discern His will for our lives. Also, a significant obstacle to hearing God's voice is the distractions and opposition of the world around us. We live in a culture that is constantly vying for our attention, bombarding us with messages and priorities that are often contrary to God's will. And as followers of Jesus, we can expect to face opposition and persecution from those who reject Him. But God invites us to fix our eyes on Him and to persevere in seeking His voice above all others. When we keep our focus on Jesus and trust in His victory over the world, we can have peace and courage in the midst of distractions and opposition. We can choose to prioritize His voice above all others, seeking Him diligently and persistently. My friends, the obstacles to hearing God's voice may seem daunting at times, but we serve a God who is greater than any obstacle we face. He is able to break through our doubts, fears, and sin, and to guide us in the midst of distractions and opposition. So let us not lose heart or become discouraged when obstacles arise. Let us walk hand in hand with our loving Heavenly Father, guided by His voice and empowered by His Spirit. And may we always remember that no matter what obstacles we face, our God is faithful, and He will guide us every step of the way. May we approach each day with expectant hearts, knowing that our Heavenly Father delights in speaking to His children and leading us in the path of life. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I come before You with a heart full of gratitude and praise. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the God of all creation. Your love knows no bounds. Your mercy endures forever, and Your grace sustains me each and every day. I worship You, Lord, for You alone are worthy of all honor, glory, and praise. Father, I thank You for the gift of life, and I thank You for the gift of salvation through Your Son, Jesus Christ. I am grateful for Your daily provisions and benefits. Merciful Lord, I confess my sins before You and ask for Your forgiveness. I repent of any thoughts, words, or actions that have not been pleasing to You. I also forgive those who have wronged me, just as You have forgiven me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Lord, help me to cultivate a heart that is receptive to Your voice. Give me a hunger and thirst for your word, and help me prioritize my relationship with you above all else. I surrender my own agendas and ideas to you, trusting that your ways are higher than mine. Lord, I pray that you would give me the wisdom and discernment to recognize your voice and to distinguish it from the voices of the world. Grant me the courage to follow your leading, even when it feels uncomfortable or challenging. I rebuke every spirit of doubt, fear, or confusion that would hinder me from hearing your voice clearly, and I bind them in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. In the name of Jesus, I claim victory over every obstacle that would seek to hinder me from hearing your voice, and I trust in your power to overcome them all. I declare healing over every wound or trauma that may be blocking my ability to hear you, and I receive your peace that surpasses all understanding. I declare that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed from every sickness and disease. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke the spirit of infirmity. And I declare that I am healthy, I am healed, and I am happy. Lord, I pray for your protection over my life and the lives of my loved ones. Shield us from the attacks of the enemy and deliver us from evil. I pray that you would bless us with your favor, your wisdom, and your guidance. Grant us the strength and courage to walk in obedience to your voice, and use us as instruments of your love and grace in this world. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is humbled before you right now. We come into agreement as we pray for each other, believing that you are able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think. Help us to support and encourage one another in our journey of learning to hear your voice more clearly. Lord, give us hearts that are receptive, humble, and surrendered to your will. We claim victory over every obstacle that would seek to hinder us, and we declare that everything is working for us and not against us. We receive your healing touch over every area of our lives. Fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit and empower us to walk in the abundant life that you have promised us. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.